Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and PT pearls to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. Dr. Axe has been someone that I've looked up to for so long in terms of knowing and understanding health and nutrition. So I'm so excited for you guys to be able to learn from him. He's going to dive into so many areas that we haven't talked about with other, you know, nutritionists or dietitians. So he just knows so much, especially about ancient nutrition. Weird. It's his book. However, he also is a proponent for understanding how meat can support the body when we're using quality product. And that's something that we really appreciate about Paleo Valley. If you've listened to a podcast of ours before, you know that we love and we advocate for good quality meat that you know where it's coming from, so you know what you're putting in your body. So Paleo Valley has these beef sticks that are just unbelievable. Like, I'm telling you, all their flavors are unreal. And I try to eat slowly and mindfully, but it's so hard when they're so good. So if you haven't tried them yet, head to the link in our show notes, use code OPTIMAL at checkout, and you get 15% off to try it. So whether you're going to order some beef sticks, whether you want some bars, they have so many varieties of different food products that you can try, and they're all really good ingredients. Again, something that we wouldn't talk about or promote, especially leading up to the amazing Dr. Axe, unless we really believed in what they do and what they're doing for the world. So go check it out. Up next on the podcast, we have Dr. Josh Axe in the house. He has written so many incredible books and just has a wealth of information everywhere, all over social media and his website. He's the founder of Ancient Nutrition and DrAxe.com. He's a certified doctor of natural medicine, a doctor of chiropractic, and a clinical nutritionist with a passion to help people get healthy by empowering them to use nutrition to fuel their health. You're really going to need to get a notebook out, get your pen ready, because he drops so many incredible knowledge bombs, things that we've never talked about on this podcast, especially when it comes to using herbs as medicine, using supplements within your health journey, and just so much more, including just how to get back into your body through natural healing. I know that you're going to enjoy this podcast. You're going to want to check out his book, Ancient Remedies, that just recently came out. He also has The Collagen Diet, Eat Dirt, and Keto Diet. He has so many incredible resources, so go check him out. He also has another podcast himself called The Dr. Axe Show. So if you want to learn more with him, go check out these podcasts, his books, and tune in for this incredible episode. Dr. Axe, thank you so much for taking the time. I know you have so much going on. You educate all over the internet, basically. You've got incredible books. I've had your supplements. I mean, you're doing so much in the health and wellness space. So thank you for taking the time to be here with us.
Hey, honored to be here. Thanks for having me.
So one place that we normally like to start with people isn't about like some of the specific things they do, but why you're so passionate about what you do and why you want to get this information out there.
I really got into the health space because of a health crisis in my family. And that's really what got me so passionate about teaching people how to use food as medicine. When I was growing up, for one, like my family was actually really into fitness. Like my mom was my gym teacher in elementary school. She was a swim instructor. So she looked really fit. My dad was like a weightlifter, a semi-pro water skier. So we were really active as a family. But at 41 years old, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, which again was such a shock for us. And we lived in what I'll kind of call the medical model at the time. Anytime we were sick, we went to the doctors, we got prescribed drugs. So when my mom got that diagnosis, she went and she had surgery, she had a mastectomy, and then went through rounds and rounds and rounds of chemotherapy. And I can still remember this, I can remember this day. I can see my mom's hair falling out. I remember how sick she got. And there was two things I thought at that time when I was seeing her suffer. I thought there has to be a better way. And I also thought, you know what, I thought I never want to see anyone go through this again. And so that really sort of got me thinking more about health. And when I remember the next year, after my mom went through all those treatments and she got diagnosed as cancer-free and healthy, the crazy thing was, though, it seemed like she had more health problems than ever before after going through all those treatments. And she came down with hypothyroidism. She had chronic fatigue syndrome, got put on antidepressant, anti-anxiety drugs. So my mom was sick and tired all the time, had digestive issues. And so this went on for years. And I remember seeing my mom so sick. I remember when I was in high school, I knew almost nothing about health, but I knew that soda was bad. So like, I stopped drinking soda. I started trying to do the best I could, learn more about health. And that sort of led me down a path of learning a lot about nutrition, a lot about fitness. And then eventually went on to chiropractic school. I also went and got my doctor of natural medicine. I got became a certified nutrition specialist and opened a functional sort of medicine nutrition clinic in Nashville, Tennessee. But right before I opened up that practice, when I was graduating, I got a call from my mom again, who said, "I've got bad news. I've been diagnosed with cancer again. What do I do?" And I said, "Mom, I flew home from Florida where I was in school back to Ohio." And we sat down, we prayed together. We felt really led to take care of her all naturally. And we talked to her oncologist and they said, "Okay, 4 months, we want to redo a scan. And if there's no changes, we're going to start doing our radiation treatments." And we said, "Okay." So with my mom, we just changed everything. She started juicing vegetables. We started using ancient remedies such as like turmeric and reishi mushroom. Started using essential oils like frankincense and myrrh. Started using this type of massage called lymphatic drainage massage. And doing all these natural therapies. And we went back to the oncologist 4 months later. They redid a CT scan and we got a call the next day. And she said, "This is highly unusual. We don't typically see this, but the tumors have shrunk in half." They said, "We want to see you again in 9 months." She went back 9 months later in complete remission. And today my mom she's in her late 60s. She's really in the best shape of her life. She's ran 5Ks with me, got second in her age group. She brought my niece and nephew to Disney World and for like 12 hours, which I don't even think I could do. And so all that being said, like, she's doing really great. And so that really is what led me to open my functional medicine clinic that I no longer operate, but did, and then start the companies I had, like DrX.com, Ancient Nutrition, and some of the others.
Wow. I mean, Josh, that was like giving me chills as you were talking about that story. And it's so powerful when it comes from these family history, this family story of what you've been able to create within your family, because sometimes it's hard to get, you know, the people closest to you to really listen to what could be possible. Sometimes it's easier to get a stranger to actually try some of these things. But the fact that you worked with your mom and she was all in and open to exploring this is really incredible. And, you know, how did she even begin to, you know, say, "This is something that I'm open to. This is something that, apart from the chemo that I had last time, I'm ready to dive in with you"?
Yeah. You know, I think with my mom, one, I've been exposing her to this. And I think over time, just she was continuing to educate herself. And I think when you're a person, and anybody who's ever seen a family member, or of course, if somebody has gone through it themselves, when you go through treatments like chemo, when you're living in the medical model, and for 10 years, so it wasn't just that first treatment. My mom had been to doctors for chronic fatigue, for hypothyroidism, for clinical depression, for all of these conditions. And really, she really just kept getting worse in terms of how she was feeling. So I think for her, it was more, she was just so sick and tired of being in this medical system. And I think she had saw for myself, I had started working with a few patients in clinics. She had saw, you know, and met some of the other doctors who had mentored me at the time. So I think it was a combination of, she was so sick and tired of that system. And then she was starting to be educated and learning more and seeing other people benefit from natural medicine. I think those things in combination sort of inspired her to take a more holistic approach.
That's amazing. And I think that, like you said, your mom had kind of gotten to the point where you'd been exposing her to it slowly, and she had gone through this traditional system of medicine. I think a lot of people out there might, you know, be in a place where they're eating that, quote, standard American diet and in the traditional system, and they're kind of fed up with it, but they have no clue where to start. And even when you talked about your mom's story, you threw a lot of things out there, like the essential oils, like some of the ancient remedies, throwing in some juicing and stuff like that. That can be a lot for people to see if they're just looking at all of those options right away. So where would you tend to start with somebody?
So I think there's a few different types of people. We all know these types of people. So some people are like, "Hey, I'm all in and I'm going to like change everything," and that's great. And then there's some people who want the baby steps. I would say there's a couple ways to do baby steps. One way, and I've done this with patients and it actually works quite well, just change breakfast. If you just change breakfast, that's a third of your diet. I mean, that can be a pretty big change for some people. So I would say start eating a healthy breakfast. A great example of that is doing a superfood or a collagen smoothie for breakfast. And really, you need three ingredients. You can use something like a coconut milk or an almond milk, one cup, maybe a cup of berries, and one scoop of something like a collagen protein. And just doing those three simple ingredients, berries, coconut milk, collagen, throw that in a smoothie. It takes a few seconds to make. You can bring it on the go. It's delicious. That is a great way to start the day. So I would say for most people, you know, and I would say, Dom, I think for almost everybody, you know, there are so many vitamins and supplements and oils and all these different things. But I really think diet is first. I really think changing your diet is so critically important. I think if you got a few things, it's your diet, it's your mindset, it's doing some things exercise wise. But from a diet standpoint too, in terms of the mentality, I think the focus should be on eating more real food. You know, stop eating the packaged stuff, trying to eat more real stuff. And if you're trying to also follow a strategy with your meals, I would say in your meals, try and get more protein, fiber, and nutrients. Okay, protein, fiber, and nutrients. And so with that, you know, ideally it's more vegetables, it's more berries, and it's some wild organic meat. If you're getting most of that in a lot of your meals, you're going to be doing pretty good. But I would say the just change breakfast thing is a really great place for most people to start.
I think that's a great cue, especially because the traditional breakfast that we've been told is so sugar heavy and sugar forward and processed in a lot of ways. So the fact that if we could just make those shifts, we already take out so much of that processed stuff and we take out so much of those types of sugars that can really invade our body. Now, I'm interested too, because you jumped right to starting with collagen. Now, why collagen?
Yeah, so the thing that I always want to support people in is getting things that they're missing. And that's what supplements are for, right? Supplements are for supplementing an already healthy diet with things that we are missing. So, and I'll give you an example of this. Vitamin D for most people that live in the northern part of the U.S. and the Northeast, it is a miracle supplement. I mean, for so many people, they are deficient in vitamin D, and it can really, probably the number one thing you can take for many people, for your immune system, for building strong bones, for your mood. So vitamin D for people that are deficient is a miracle. Now, if somebody is living in Hawaii or Florida and they're outside all the time getting direct sunlight, vitamin D may not do much for them. And so it's really not as necessary. So the reason I bring that up is collagen makes up 30% of all of the protein in your body. Now, your body can manufacture some collagen on its own, as it can certain other things, but really it's not the best way of your body being able to get collagen is by manufacturing it on. Well, let me say this. No matter what, your body manufactures collagen, but your body does a lot better if you can actually get collagen from a food source. And so think about this, like your skin, hair, nails, bones, discs, your ligaments, your tendons, all of your connective tissue and all of your fascia. And I know, Jen and Dom, I mean, this is something you guys work with so many people on, is really working on getting out, you know, the grittiness and the stickiness of their fascia and helping heal their joints and increasing mobility and stability and all those things. So this is critical as we age. You know, one of the biggest differences in what keeps somebody young is actually their ability to stay mobile as they age over time, to stay mobile and stable. You know, and things like improving their balance. And so the reason I bring that up is to say this. Collagen makes up all those areas. So think about this. If you're a bodybuilder and trying to put on, or you're trying to put on muscle, every medical study will show that you need muscle building proteins to put on muscle. You need primarily branched chain amino acids and methionine, okay, BCAAs and methionine. And those are the most friendly aminos for your body putting on muscle. But there are other amino acids that are not found in most animal and plant-based products. And that is proline, hydroxyproline, and glycine. And these proline specifically and glycine, these are amino acids that make up those connective tissue. They're very they're very sort of spongy, and they're very elastic as well. So all that being said, we need just like if you want to build muscle, you need muscle building proteins. If you want to build collagen, so if you want to have healthy joints, healthy skin, healthy fascia, You need to be getting collagen in your diet. And again, your body can make some, your body can utilize things like vitamin C. Okay. That's one thing that supports collagen production. Actually zinc to a degree. So there's a few minerals and a few nutrients that support collagen production. In fact, certain herbs that support stem cells can support it a little bit too. But generally speaking, eating collagen in the form of bone broth or something like that, or a collagen supplement is the best way for your body to do collagen. And then in addition, getting other things in your diet that support collagen production. But I think it's critical for joint health and connective tissue health.
I love that. And you talked at the beginning kind of about letting the food be thy medicine. And I think there's a quote, I don't know if it's Hippocrates, I may absolutely butcher this, but let thy medicine be thy food and the food be thy medicine. And I love that because what you're talking about here strays a lot from, hey, when people start having these joint issues or these fascial issues or issues with tendons, what do we do in the general system? We try to inject them with some cortisone or whatever to mask those symptoms in a way that generally just will degrade those tissues quicker and cause perpetuation of those symptoms. So when we're talking about collagen, does the type of collagen matter? Does the quality matter? Or where would you recommend people go looking to get this in their diet?
Yeah, so I would say one, I think that just getting collagen is number one. Now, when you're getting, let me just say this. I think when you're looking in types of collagen, it's being a little picky, but I'll give you an example of this. When you look at muscle building proteins, you look at proteins like, for instance, beef and chicken and like whey tend to be very highly absorbable forms of muscle building proteins, okay? Where fish is just a little bit less, and plants are even less than that, right? So you kind of, these things operate on a spectrum. Type 2 collagen, which is found in chicken collagen primarily, is probably the most beneficial for connective tissue, such as your joints, ligaments, tendons, and fascia. So I think type 2 is the most beneficial for joint health. I think type 1 and 3, which make up your skin, hair, nails, bones, and a good part of your gut lining, is best for the gut. And there's actually some unique unique collagen in eggs or eggshell membrane that actually has like 7 different collagen types, which make up your arterial walls and support your organs and all kinds of things. So I would say if someone's buying a collagen, I recommend looking for a multi-collagen protein, so a collagen that has multiple forms. So I think that's one great thing. But I think generally speaking, just getting collagen in your diet is the best thing. So again, if you can't find a multi-collagen protein, then just take any form of collagen or bone broth, which is what all of our ancient ancestors consumed, is sort of nature's collagen supplement or nature's superfood that's rich in collagen. So that's really what makes bone broth so beneficial, is all the collagen. I'll mention this though, chicken broth, what makes it so unique is it not only contains collagen, it contains 3 other compounds called glucosaminoglycans, and those are glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid. Those 3 compounds are all found in collagen, and they're actually known as collagen boosters, and they also make up your joints, and they also make up part of your gut lining. So that's why bone broth is so healing for your joints and your gut. And then, of course, your gut affects your immune system, but it's because bone broth really has all of those different compounds, including collagen, that support those areas.
Well, there you have it, the quick masterclass on collagen. And this next question is a little bit selfish because I'm just somebody who loves to eat the gristle and chew into the tendons and just like consume all the different parts of, say, like I'm having a chicken breast and there's all sorts of different tendons and ligaments and I like to chew on those. Is there any value to that? Am I getting extra collagen for that? Do I get bonus collagen for eating those things?
Well, you totally do. I mean, that's where the collagen lives. So you're getting sort of like a high dose, supplemental dose when you're eating that area of those animal parts. And so again, because when you're making bone broth, some collagen is coming out of the bone, but way, way more collagen is being extracted from the connective tissue. Those ligaments, those tendons, the joint, those different areas, that's actually where you're getting all the collagen. So yeah, absolutely, you're getting a high dose of collagen anytime you have any of those areas. And you know, one of the things we've lost on is like we have lost eating other parts of the animal. Today, we kind of take the chicken breast or the beef fillet or whatever it is, and we consume that part of the animal. But our ancient ancestors, they would eat they would not waste. They would use every part of animal meat, and they would also have the organ meats. And that's a whole nother topic. But, you know, organ meats like liver, it's sort of nature's B vitamin supplement. You know, I find this so interesting. I wrote a book recently called Ancient Remedies, and I really get into this. But I talk about if you would go into up until 100 years ago, this is crazy. Up until 100 years ago, when you used the word medicine, most people thought you were talking about herbs, spices, and mushrooms, especially throughout the eastern part of the world. But if you go into an ancient, what you'd call apothecary, if you would go into an ancient pharmacy, what you would find in there would be organ meats. You would find things like connective tissue or bone broth. And you would find like herbs and spices to make teas and tinctures out of and that sort of thing. And that's essentially what has made up medicine up until about 150 years ago or so.
Well, that's because it was actually helping people. And so how could we make a lot of money if we're actually really curing people?
That's right.
Well, I would love to dive more into that too. I mean, how do we look for these herbs that are really going to help us? And what herbs do you recommend people at least start adding into their life?
Yeah. So, and there are many. So, you know, obviously, and here's one of the things I think that's so unique is that when you look at ancient Chinese medicine or Ayurveda, there is not one diet or one perfect supplement for anybody. For instance, there are probably people here listening where maybe your friend went and did a vegan diet or a keto diet or some sort of other diet, paleo, and they saw great results. And you might have tried the same diet and maybe you didn't see the results. And that's because one thing to remember is everybody is uniquely wired. I think this is really fascinating, but like what really causes disease in most people is based on the emotions they experience because different emotions tax different organ systems. I know this isn't what you asked me, Jen, but I think
This
is really fascinating for what herbs to take. So if somebody experiences the emotion of a fear, right? We know fear puts your body in a fight or flight state. That taxes the adrenal glands, okay? Your adrenals put out cortisol and adrenaline and stress hormones. And so it's going to stress that area. So if your primary emotion that you operate under is fear, it could be fear of failure, fear of disappointing loved ones, you know, all kinds of things. But then you want to take something as forms of adaptogens that really support those adrenals and calm cortisol. So like ashwagandha or holy basil or rhodiola, but specifically ashwagandha is sort of a perfect herb to help you deal with that. Reishi mushroom would be another good one that help you deal with that emotion and then also really support healing issues relating to adrenal fatigue. And so fear, that emotion affects your kidneys, adrenals, and then all your reproductive organs. So it's actually a major cause of infertility in a lot of women emotionally is this sort of fear. And so that's why, again, a lot of the adaptogens like shatavari, again, I mentioned ashwagandha, some of the others are going to really help with that. Worry. We all know if somebody gets really worried, they'll say, oh, I've got an upset stomach or I feel like my stomach is tied in knots, right? Versus, and so if you worry a lot, that actually affects your upper GI. It affects your stomach and your pancreas. So for worry, and obviously emotionally, these are things you want to deal with. That's the root cause is figuring out why are you worried and dealing with that. And that's something ancient practitioners would have done is they would have not just practiced, you know, food-based medicine. They would have practiced, mindset and lifestyle-based medicine. Mm-hmm. So with that, worry affects the pancreas. It affects the stomach. So certain herbs like cinnamon or, is going to affect and support blood sugar. And ginger will really support the stomach in that way. If we're looking at the emotion of anger, that affects the liver and gallbladder. The emotion of anxiety, think about that. If you have anxiety, what happens? Your blood pressure goes up. With that, or if you have grief, and this happens to a lot of people. So grief is it could have been physical trauma, emotional trauma, sexual trauma, some sort of trauma in the past, and you're still living with that today. Maybe you're also living with unforgiveness. If you've had something happen in the past and it's still hurting you and you're letting it hurt you still today, that's called grief in Chinese medicine. And so grief actually affects mostly your lungs and your colon. It's your immune system. And so it really weakens immunity and will also lead to things like autoimmune disease and increases your risk of things like Lyme disease and infections and all kinds of things. So one primary thing just to mention is always treat the root cause. Don't just use a supplement or an herb to treat your symptom. They'll help, they won't fix the root cause. So if you're dealing with any of these emotions, you really want to find the opposite emotion. You want to treat, you know, you want to fit. If you have unforgiveness, you want to forgive the person and you want to be able to move on. And whether that's by yourself, with a mentor, a church group, a counselor, a psychologist, whatever it is, but just know you want to set yourself free emotionally. It's so important to healing. What, along with doing that, here are some herbs that really support different conditions. If you're dealing with inflammation, which is one of the most common root causes of a lot of health problems today, turmeric is probably the number one herb to take. Now, if you want to take others alongside turmeric, rosemary, ginger, galangal are all part of that. It's a very similar family that are going to help reduce inflammation. So those are going to be some of the best. If you want to support your immune system, I really like elderberry and echinacea. Those two really work hand in hand. They have some antiviral properties, immune supportive properties. Those are some of the best. If you want to balance, like fight thyroid disease and you have hypothyroidism, ashwagandha and astragalus are probably the two best. For your digestive system, I like astragalus again with ginger, and just a couple others. For general hormonal health, if you're a woman and you are premenopausal, Vitex can help greatly with hormones, PMS, fertility, all kinds of things. So Vitex helps with balancing progesterone and estrogen. And then you've got for women who are postmenopausal, black cohosh works with balancing hormones. If you're a male and you have issues with low libido or low testosterone specifically, you really want to take a combination of ginseng and fenugreek, works very well. For brain health, lion's mane mushroom combined with ginkgo biloba. And I could go on and on and on. There are so many herbs, so many spices. I don't think you need to take a million. I think for most people, taking one or two herbs based on your health goals can be good. But I really focus on food first, but I do think herbs and spices are a good form of holistic medicine if you have a specific condition or health goal you're trying to support.
Now, you know, that was incredible. And I hope that there are some people out there that wrote a few of those down to kind of stock up their spice drawer or, you know, their herbs. I think the main message that I really hope people heard is that healing the root cause and actually addressing that underlying emotional trauma or whatever might be there that's causing those different emotions. Because like you said, we don't really pay attention to those things in Western medicine these days, where an Eastern practitioner really may have made that the forefront of what they do. I mean, Jen and I work in movement, but so often we talk with people about their mindset and their food choices because of how much that affects their movement. And so I really appreciate that you kind of come back to that point. And the greatest thing is a lot of those things, cinnamon, ginger, you know, black pepper, rosemary, turmeric, they're not super expensive things and they're easy things to incorporate into your meals and make them a whole lot more flavorful. I mean, those are the simple things that I just throw on top of something at the end that can really, if done consistently, make these profound changes. So I really, really appreciated all that you just went through there as somebody who spends a lot of time in the kitchen. Speaking of, one thing that I want to talk about is mushrooms, because I don't want to throw Jen under the bus, but she's not a huge fan of mushrooms. And so I want you to rattle off all the benefits of having mushrooms in your diet so that I can prod Jen a little bit more towards that end of the spectrum.
Well, you know, I mean, it's always great. It's always great to get mushrooms in your diet if you can from a food standpoint. Good news is we're living in a world today where you can get mushrooms in capsule form, Jen. So,
hey, come on. Yeah, yes.
Thank you.
There is a way to get them. I mean, mushrooms are incredible. You know, when you look at mushrooms in Asian medicine, specifically TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, it is, you know, they are up there with turmeric and every other herb in terms of their medicinal properties. Lion's mane is definitely the most powerful for the brain. This is incredible. Lion's mane actually helps repair damaged nerves. It supports something called nervine growth factor. So it helps repair nerves. It's probably of all things on the planet, probably the most powerful at repairing your nervous system. And so that's just incredible. That's lion's mane mushroom. So anybody with a neurological related issue, whether it's MS or poor memory or brain function, that's a great mushroom to use. Reishi was known as the mushroom of immortality. This is great for increasing lifespan. It's known in Chinese medicine to support Shen, which especially will help with sleep disturbances. and long-term just energy. It's also good for the adrenal glands. And so that's really good. Turkey tail mushroom, which grows here in actually North America, is very good for its antiviral properties. So if you come down with a virus, taking turkey tail mushroom has really powerful immune strengthening properties. Maitake and most medicinal mushrooms have many anti-cancer properties. Cordyceps improve your libido along with your lung function. So endurance, actually cordyceps were used by the Russian Olympic team back in the 1970s. So there are lots of mushrooms with many, many health benefits, there to use. But again, if you don't like the flavor, you can, get them in capsules today.
I appreciate that.
Whatever.
My goodness, you are like a wealth of knowledge, and I just highly, highly recommend people even just checking out your website, going to your social media, reading your books. I mean, so much education and information. I do want to end though with diving in a little bit on CBD, because I know it's sometimes a very taboo topic, and you know, people want to know where the research is and what it's really doing. So can we touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes to CBD, I think the thing to remember is it's not a miracle herb per se. It really, I would put it up there with like a turmeric or an astragalus. You know, it's got a lot of benefits. It's not a miracle, but for the thing that I really like about CBD is that it works with a system in your body called your endocannabinoid system. And what we're finding, this endocannabinoid system is really linked up to your brain more than anywhere, but also your gut and certain other areas of your body, your reproductive system. So CBD really affects a lot of your organ systems. We get things that support that system from certain foods. Chocolate, actually, and coffee are the highest in foods. And think about those foods and how they just stimulate your mood in a very, very specific way, unlike any other foods. And so there's something in there in those foods that really affect that system. Well, CBD is known in Chinese medicine as a yin tonic, which means it would be in the family of something like a chamomile. It's going to be very calming to your system. It's going to help lower stress. And I think the big benefit of CBD is probably more than any other herb that I've used. It calms your body. It helps bring your body out of a fight or flight response. So if your adrenals are really worked up, if you are looking at blue light, if you're sort of in this state of a heightened sensitivity, that fight or flight state, CBD is more powerful than I've seen than any other herb at helping get your body, calm those cortisol levels, get your body out of fight or flight state. And then your body can be more balanced. It's going to improve your sleep. It's going to improve your digestion. It's going to help lower anxiety levels. It's going to help with all those things. The biggest benefit is it will help you sleep better at night. And so CBD, again, I want to say it also is anti-inflammatory, which has a lot of benefits as well. It is not a miracle. It's not 10 times better than any herb or supplement on the planet. But for anybody who knows they have a lot of stress, high cortisol, it is probably the best herb out there. And for anybody looking to improve their sleep and anxiety, it's probably the best herb out there. Mm-hmm. But again, I put it up there with something like turmeric in terms of having many benefits, but it's not a cure-all or anything like that. But I do think it's a really great herb to use. I wanted to mention this before we go too. One of the things I love so much about Jen and Don, what you guys do is you guys teach, root cause medicine in terms of how to do this with our physical bodies and our movement. I know you didn't ask me to do this, but I want to say my wife and I follow so many of the things you both post, and we're always doing, your mobility challenges. And we do it, with our friends, the East, who live two doors down from us.
Yes.
And, anytime Chelsea, we're over there, we're trying to do, your squats with our knees against the wall and we're falling out, anyway, some are better than others. Chelsea tends to be the best at this, but we're falling down, we're trying all of it. So anyway, and some, over time we get better at all of it. Right. But I just wanted to say, like, I have had injuries in the past. My wife has had injuries, and I've worked with thousands of patients over time. And so many people today often try and go to a supplement or to a soft tissue technique or something like that to treat injuries. And I do think that's an important part of it. I think we should, if you've got a knee injury, you should take turmeric. You should eat wild caught salmon. Like, you should be doing that. But I do think I can tell you from having injuries over the years to my shoulder, to my back. Chelsea had a torn ACL in college, so her knee. The thing that has made the biggest difference for us is practicing proper patterns, you know, really focusing on getting our feet more active, focusing on, you know, making sure our glutes are more engaged anytime we're doing a squat or anything else, you know, getting more posterior chain activation. So one of the things I love so much about what you guys do is you guys are teaching everybody, this is medicine. You guys are teaching people movement-based medicine, which when we're talking about anti-aging, really what stands out when you see somebody who's in their 80s, the things that really stands out is that, hey, those people, if you're like somebody's healthy in their 80s, they're running around still, you know, they're mobile, they're active, like they have that going on. And that's because they have proper movement patterns. And that's really what you guys teach people. So anyways, I think health is so important. It's important to be mindful of all these different aspects of health. Is if you want to stay healthy for the long term, then it's important to eat an anti-inflammatory diet like I'm sharing with you. Get more vegetables, get more fruits. And if you're looking to start somewhere, hey, just start by changing your breakfast there. But also these movement patterns, the mobility, the stability you guys teach, this is so important for long-term physical health as well. So anyways, wanted to say thanks for what you guys do. Just know we follow all your posts. We do so many of these mobility exercises you teach. And hey, it was a lot of fun being on today.
Oh my gosh, Josh, that was so sweet.
Amazing.
You did not have to say any of that, but I totally appreciate it. And I want to see the videos next time if you guys all doing
this. We'll send you a few.
Yeah, I'm also the one who's kind of falling down and still progressing, but trying everything. And I think, you know, the main thing you said there is like, it's really multifaceted and we can't think that one supplement or one little movement stretch or pattern is going to solve all of our issues. The real thing is about finding the things that make the difference in the change in your body and doing them consistently and doing them until you're that old person that you talked about that now has all these patterns just ingrained up in the brain and does it on repeat every day. So thank you so much for being on today. Thank you for all the information you continue to pump out. I mean, your books, Ancient Remedies, Eat Dirt, the Keto Diet, your Instagram page. Where would you recommend people go to just find all the goodies that you have for them?
Yeah, well, number one, I just released a new book. It's called Ancient Remedies. And this really goes through all these things I talked about. It really dives deep into how to heal your body using food as medicine. It also has a reference guide in the back where people can find, like, if you want to know for your exact condition, let's say you've got hypothyroidism or PCOS or fertility issues or whatever it is, I have a guide in the back, a reference guide that will tell you the exact 5 supplements to take, the exact foods to eat, so you know what's exactly right for your body and your health goals. So it's a book, but it's also a reference guide. So you can go on Amazon.com and just search Dr. Axe Ancient Remedies. We had Dr. Oz wrote the foreword, Mark Heim and all these people have endorsed it. And you can just read all the reviews on there on Ancient Remedies. And then people can find my website, draxe.com, my nutrition company. If you're looking for some good regenerative products that really are organic, Ancient Nutrition. And then on Instagram or Facebook, you can follow me at Dr. Josh Axe. And again, by the way, also, I have a podcast and I know Jen and Dom, I don't know if you're coming on or not, but you're welcome to. But anyways, they're going to be on the podcast. So if you want to listen to the podcast where I'm interviewing the experts here, then you can listen in there as well.
Definitely so much amazing information that you're pumping out to the world. So much of it for free. I mean, and so much information in your books, which books don't cost a lot. So you guys need to go and get this information because, Josh, you are really, you're doing an amazing job and helping so many people. And we just appreciate you being here with us today.
And there we have it, yet another amazing guest on the Optimal Body Podcast. So now what we ask of you, if you loved any bit of that or resonated with it, go share it out, share it with a friend, share it on your social media, because you know there are more people out there that would resonate with it just the same. Also, subscribe, rate, review on your favorite podcast app so we know what you want to learn or other guests that you think we should bring on for you in the future. Keep tuning in to find your optimal body.